A beautiful night in Pittsburgh on what would have been Roberto Clemente's 83rd birthday, but it's the Cardinals who come to party at PNC Park.
A swing and a high fly ball, deep right center field, to the track, to the wall, it's a gunner! The Cardinals have a four-run second inning.
The 2-2. Well hit, right center, McCutchen back, he's at the wall, and it's gone! Another home run, third tonight for St. Louis to make it 6-2. 9-3 our score.
Dexter's 0-2 with a walk.
In the air, deep right center field. This ball is off the wall. Relay to the plate. The throw by Harrison is not in time. DeYoung scores, and it's 10-3 St. Louis.
Max Moroff, he's up there batting left-handed, switch batter.
He swings and hits one high and deep to right field, and that ball sails out of here. It sails out of PNC Park. The Pirates are down to their last out, but they are down by one run. The pitch on the way, a swing and a miss! A Redbird winner!
11-10 St. Louis is your final. Sun Wan Oh gets his first save since July the 8th. With Trevor Rosenthal on the DL, Carlos Martinez has won three straight starts and four of his last five. The Pirates have lost six straight games. So the Cardinals hold off a furious Pirates rally to win their second straight game. They're 63-59 on the year. Here's the skipper, Mike Matheny.
You know, any win we get is big, but I mean, we're in the corner right there. And we have to have somebody come in and make some big pitches for us, and O did a nice job of that. And sometimes you got to figure out a way to scratch and claw your way to the end.
That inning was kind of weird. Walks and hit by pitch. That's how they got on base. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, I mean, not typical, especially guys that have been throwing strikes well. And you know, Duke's a guy that's always going to kind of just throw those borderline pitches, but you know, we're in a situation trying not to let Bell jump out of the park, especially his pull side from as a left-handed hitter. So he made good pitches just out in the zone too much, and then really did at that point put some pressure on Sung Wan to come in and get it done, and made the pitches that he needed to.
You guys had obviously a lot of offense. Fifth time this month you guys have gotten at least 10 runs.
Yeah, it's just
about where you guys are offensively.
Well, obviously we needed all of them. We needed all 11. I just can't say enough when an offense puts days like that together, how much it just reaffirms, you know, the next guy's going to get the job done. You're seeing production from everybody through the lineup and some big hits. You're seeing big two-out hits. You're seeing guys moving runners over and getting them in. Carlos with a – it's hard to believe that's the same game that happened today, but Carlos with a big – safety squeeze, and Randall with a terrific jump, just and some good defense all the way around. I mean, we did a lot of things right. Unfortunately, at the back end, you know, this offense, we've talked about a lot. I mean, they're going to keep coming here, and so is everybody else in the division.
Is that one of the biggest differences lately, the ability you guys have had to add on?
I think so. Yeah, I'd say without question. Yeah, and there was never like this. You know, we score five in the third and say, okay, we're done. Now we give it over to the pitching staff. I mean, it's, you know, guys continuing to kind of grind, but I think our offense is better right now. And this is the offense that they need to keep fresh in their minds of what we should be doing. And then it does give our pitching a little bit of room to have some air.
What did you see from Myers? Obviously, it's been a rough go for him up to this.
Yeah, you know, I just talking to Mike because we'll be sending him out today. But, you know, that I feel for the kid because he has been dominating down in Memphis since we moved into the bullpen. He's been throwing the ball so well, getting great reports, and you know, and he just knows that he's not able at this point to translate it right now. And I think some of that's just getting his own way a little bit and a little bit of doubt. So just trying to encourage him that, you know, that is, you know, something that happens commonly where you got guys that come up to the big leagues and you're facing the best of the best, and you make mistakes to guys at this level, and they're going to make you pay. There's some things that he needs to work on, but I know he's been doing those down there, and that's what's frustrating is you just expect it to translate, and I believe it will. This is just one of those learning the lessons the hard way kind of situation.
Can you say who's coming up?
No, not at this point.
But what did having that lead allow Carlos to do? Pitch aggressive.
Yeah, you know, he's been, when he's hitting that fourth inning, it just looks like his whole rhythm is better. He hits that groove where he's got a really nice sink. You look at it from the side, and it looks like it's a hard slider, but you realize it's 94, and it's just the amount of sink that he has on the ball. And yeah, he controlled counts today. Slider was very good when he needed it. You know, had one bad breaking ball, the slower hook that he threw to Freezer that jumped out of the park, but limited it to you know, just a few runs there without a whole lot of opportunities for them to stack on. And thought he made great pitches when he needed to.
Carlos Martinez delivers a quality start in this game. He allows 3 runs over 7 with 4 strikeouts. He's 10-9 on the season.
Yes,
definitely feel that way. Started to get better towards the end, well, deeper in the game. I'm really trusting in my fastball, and what's really helping me get this deep in the game is my changeup. Kept on working hard till the end, and that's the goal. I think now what I really need to concentrate is getting through the first innings, because in the last 3 games, they've been able to score some runs on me right in the beginning of the game, so that's something that I want to focus on and adjust.
Matt Carpenter hit 1 of 3 Cardinals home runs in this contest. Carpenter finishes 1 for 3 with 3 RBIs and a base on balls.
Never a doubt. I mean, it was interesting for sure, but I knew we'd find a way to finish it off.
When you score 11 runs, that usually helps too. It's the 5th time this month that you guys have scored 10 runs or more. What does that say about where you guys are offensively?
I mean, the offense has really been doing a great job. I mean, really, guys have settled into their roles and just swinging the bat with a lot of confidence, really putting it tough on opposing pitchers, grinding out at bats. We've had some big innings that have, really put us in good situations, and today was no different with that. And, we've just really, looks like we found a groove offensively, I would say.
You look at the defense today, Jericho made a really good play, Garcia did. DeJong, do you feel like defensively things have stabilized too?
Yeah, I mean, just the quality of baseball we've played in the last 2.5 months has been pretty good, and that's where we are. And now that the offense has come around, I think we feel as good as we've felt all year about contending and trying to win this division, and we're in position to do that.
The Cardinals continue their series in Pittsburgh on Saturday afternoon. Michael Wacha will make the start.